This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of Thar First. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskar assures Media Council Bill won't be passed, neglecting journalists' rights and interest. 122 Chinese nationals arrested for illegal activities, deported back home. District President's gathering belonging to disgruntled group of Nepali Congress concludes, urging party president to end internal disputes. And 176 people killed in Ukrainian airline jet crash in Iran. Now news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskar has said incumbent government has caused no threat to freedom of the press. In his address to a program organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists Bhaktapur on the occasion of its 23rd Establishment Day in Bhaktapur today, the government spokesperson made it clear that he would resign from his post to come to the street if a situation arises under which press freedom was squeezed. Communications and Information Technology Minister Baskar assured that the Media Council Bill will not be passed, neglecting journalist rights and interest. He said the Journalism Welfare Fund of 53.4 million rupees has been set up after he became the minister, and this fund will be increased to 100 million rupees. 122 Chinese nationals who had arrived in Nepal on tourist visa and involved in illegal activities were deported today. The Department of Immigration said the Chinese nationals sent to the country this evening. The police had arrested them on December 23rd from Manamaju, Maharajganj and Budhanilakunta area of Kathmandu for their involvement in illegal activities staying in Nepal. The arrestees were slapped a fine of 1,000 rupees each to the 122 Chinese national on the case under incident indecent behavior. The police had handed over the arrestee to Department of Immigration. The department had decided to charge 1,000 rupees from those whose visa term had not expired and 2,000 rupees fine from those whose visa expired. The department further stated that the Chinese embassy has revoked the visa of all. The disgruntled faction of Nepali Congress District President's gathering has concluded today, urging the party president to sort out the internal disputes in the party soon. Nepali Congress Nuwakot District President Jagadish Narsingh Kesi said the three-day meeting of the leaders close to Congress leader Ramchandra Porel urged the party president to correct the decision taken by the Central Committee as the dispute in the central level hampers party's organizational basis. He also said the district presidents have been univocal in correcting the Central Committee's decision of extending party's department and fixing General Assembly's date. Thus, the leaders will be meeting the party president Syed Bahadur Deoba tomorrow to inform him about the decision of the meeting. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appointed two non-resident ambassadors today. The office of the president has informed that Nepali ambassador to Thailand, Ganesh Dhakal, has been appointed as the non-resident ambassador to Singapore, while Nepali ambassador to Austria, Prakash Kumar Subedi, to Greece. Ambassador Subedi has been serving as the Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations office in Geneva of Switzerland. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the curses of all Nepal National Free Student Union towards unification will be addressed. In a meeting with the former office bearers of All Nepal National Free Student Union, close to Nepal Communist Party today, Chairman Dahal said he will initiate to get their demands addressed, acknowledging the fact that some former office bearers were not included in the Central Committee formed after the unification. Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Transport, Basanta Kumar Nemmang, has said the projects linked to the national prosperity are given utmost priority. He said the Olongsingola Road, linking north and south borders of the country, Tamur Corridor and Madan Bhandari Highway are of strategic value, so they are of top priority. Following the inspection of Olongsingola Road project and the roadway to famous Parthivara Temple in Taplejung today, Minister Nemmang added, the project with socio-economic significance must be accelerated. Minister Nemmang expressed concern why the roadway to Parthivara is not upgraded, though the budget for this was allocated 4 years back. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi aafno bhandai ma aafno huna samparka ma basya khai samparka ka lagi baliyo aadhar Nepal Telecom ho rashtra kai sanchar samparka ko aadhar rashtra ko sanchar Nepal Telecom Rastrako Sanchar.
Nepal Telecom. Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskata has said branding of the products can help the country achieve prosperity. During the inception program of the brand story brought forth by brandandlinks.com website, Minister Baskata said Mount Everest is a natural brand of Nepal. He further said Nepal is known as a country of Mount Everest in the world, and now Nepali products should go throughout the world with the same brand. The Visit Nepal Year 2020 has been inaugurated internationally. The promotional programs to this regard have been so far been organized in Beijing of China, Doha of Qatar, Pretoria of South Africa, Ottawa of Canada, Paris of France and Cairo of Egypt. The Nepali embassies in these respective countries took initiation for organizing tourism promotional events aimed to encourage citizens in those countries to visit Nepal. On the occasion, officials of Nepali diplomatic missions in respective countries called on the people to visit Sagarmatha, world's highest mountain peak, Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, old heritage sites of archaeological and historical importance in Nepal, enriched by natural, cultural, religious and linguistic diversity at least once in life. The District Administration Office and District Police Office have demolished 93 chowkot at different local levels of the western part of the Lake District. Chowkot is a separate poorly ventilated hut where menstruating women are made to stay in for at least first 5 to 7 days. Assistant Chief District Officer Indra Chetri said that 93 chowkots were demolished at different places of Rakam Bazar, Thatikhad, Rural Municipality, Chamunda Bindarsani Municipality, Dulu Municipality and Vairabi Rural Municipality under the campaign of demolishing chowkot launched by the government to discourage chow practice. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. A Ukrainian Boeing 737 carrying 176 people has crashed in Iran, and officials say there is no chance of finding survivors. Ukraine International Airline flight PA752 to Kyiv went down after taking off from Imam Khomeini Airport in Tehran at 6:12 local time. The majority of passengers were from Iran and Canada. Ukraine's Tehran embassy initially blamed engine failure, but later removed the statement. Iran has carried out a ballistic missile attack on air bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq in retaliation for the U.S. killing of General Qasem Soleimani. More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran-struck two air bases in Erbil and Al-Asad, west of Baghdad. It is unclear if there have been any casualties. The initial response from Washington has been muted. President Trump tweeted that all was well and said casualties and damage were being assessed. Amidst U.S. President Donald Trump is set to address the nation today morning as per the American time. Meantime, all leaders have condemned the Iranian rocket attack in the U.S. air bases in Iraq. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the western region and at some places of the eastern and central regions. There are also chances of heavy snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskar assures Media Council Bill won't be passed neglecting journalist rights and interest. 122 Chinese nationals arrested for illegal activities deported back home. District President's gathering belonging to disgruntled group of Nepali Congress concludes urging party president to end internal disputes. And 176 people killed in Ukrainian airline jet crash in Iran. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be mostly cloudy with chances of moderate to heavy snowfall at many places of all three regions of the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees, 5 knots and 4 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 190 degrees, 5 knots and minus 23 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degrees, 35 knots and minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 280 degrees, 70 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees, 25 knots and 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 200 degrees, 35 knots and minus 20 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degrees, 60 knots and minus 34 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 80 knots and minus 43 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees, 10 knots and 0 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 200 degrees, 20 knots and minus 19 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degrees, 40 knots and minus 32 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 80 knots and minus 45 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.